with SRN News, I'm John Scott. California Governor Gavin Newsom said he planned to file a lawsuit against President Trump in response to the administration's deployment of the National Guard to confront immigration protesters who took to the streets of Los Angeles. The president deployed the Guard after protests erupted when federal immigration authorities arrested dozens of people across the city. And he said he's prepared to dispatch active duty U.S. Marines if necessary.
I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
Sunday's protests in Los Angeles were centered in several blocks of the downtown area. The U.S. and China have been holding high-level negotiations in London.
The talks are aimed at trying to end a trade dispute that has rocked the global economy. This latest round follows negotiations in Geneva last month that brought a temporary truce in which both the U.S. and China agreed to a 90-day suspension of most of the 100% plus tariffs they had imposed on each other.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Senate Majority Leader John Thune looking for a reset and to build momentum on President Trump's big, beautiful bill after it struggled through a tough week on Capitol Hill.
President Trump's July 4th deadline for signing the bill is slipping away as GOP senators battle each other over spending cuts and other issues in the House-passed bill. But Thune wants to get the legislation back on track by convening small working groups to hash out key components of the bill, according to Republicans familiar with his plan. Thune is hoping to build enough momentum in the Senate's various committees that the components of the bill come together in a grand compromise by the end of the month.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 45 points, the NASDAQ composite up 57. This is SRN News. Hopes for peace in the Middle East are dimming.
It's not surprising, given the massive attack by Hamas in 2023 and the ongoing struggle that it spawned in Gaza. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 16% of Jews in Israel believe there's any hope their country can live in peace with a Palestinian state right next door. And only 40% of Israeli Arabs think it's possible. Those percentages are the lowest in more than a decade of polling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservation team is using a mix of art and science as they labor to restore famous murals at St. Nicholas Croatian Catholic Church near Pittsburgh. Walls and ceiling of the church are covered with an acclaimed set of paintings by the late artist Maxo Vanka, rendered in 1937 and 1941. They mix religious imagery with dramatic depictions of war, immigrant life, and other social issues of the day. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
After stumbling out of the starting gate in big tech's pivotal race to create artificial intelligence, Apple will try to regain its footing today with its annual showcase for the next generation of software powering the iPhone and other popular products. China says its exports to the U.S. fell 35% last month from a year ago, straining the economy as trade talks with the U.S. get underway in London. Warner Brothers Discovery plans to separate into two public companies by next year as it makes a clearer distinction between its streaming and its cable business. Circle Internet Group, the U.S.-based issuer of one of the most popular cryptocurrencies, rose 29.4%. That adds to its 168% gain from Thursday when it debuted on the New York Stock Exchange. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.